Queensland's Stolen Wages Task Force will have its first meeting in the state's far north today. The state government set up a $21 million fund last month to compensate Indigenous workers who were underpaid or not paid at all decades ago. A group tasked with overseeing the fund will today meet in Cairns to begin talks on how to distribute the money. Maria Hatzakis reports.
For 50 years, Archie Smallwood worked as a porter at a railway station in Townsville in North Queensland. He's since died, but his son David describes the job.
So it was a job that was given like a, if you want to say, a little black boy job. You make sure that all the carriages are clean, tidy, make sure all the luggage is on properly. And we're talking back in the days of the steam train and the old wooden carriages, you know.
But during that time, he was barely paid any money. And David Smallwood says it's about time his father gets the money he worked for.
Our families have passed on who were entitled to money back in the days, who worked for peanuts, worked for tobacco and flour and all that sort of stuff.
The Queensland government has set aside $21 million to compensate Indigenous workers who had their wages stolen over decades. A state government task force meets in Cairns today to begin the process of working out how to begin to decide who gets what. The multi-million dollar compensation funds designed to redress the injustice suffered by countless Indigenous people. But for North Queensland Indigenous resident David Smallwood, the state government's approach falls short.
No way in the world $21 million is going to compensate some of these families that have missed out. There would have been hundreds, even thousands of people working back in the day.
At the time, Australian governments and agencies controlled the wages and savings of a high proportion of Aboriginal people, leaving many underpaid or not paid at all. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Social Justice Commissioner Mick Gooder is heading Queensland's Stolen Wages Task Force.
We need to give people an opportunity to have closure here, because I know there's lots of people out there hurting about how they were treated.
For him too, the hurt is close to home.
My mum was involved with this. She was born in Moorabbinda and grew up there and was taken away as a young woman, as a domestic on cattle properties, but then had her wages confiscated, as did a lot of my aunties. I think every member on the task force would be touched by this policy, and we have a lot of personal accountability to get this right.
He's hoping the task force can get it right in time to allow compensation to start by next year.
I can understand the urgency of this. A lot of our people are passing away daily. If we can rectify this before many more people pass away, that'd be a great thing, but I don't think we'll be doing that at the expense of making sure we get it right.
Mick Gooder ending that report by Maria Hatzakis.